This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, here at Marketplace, our mission is to make business and economic news understandable. And one of our best weapons is one of our senior producers, a guy named Patty Hirsch, who helps explain everything from collateralized debt obligations to euro bonds by drawing pictures on a whiteboard. Well, Patty has just written a book called Man vs. Markets, Economics Explained Plain and Simple, and he's here now to talk about it. Hi, Patty.
Hello, Jeremy.
Well, so why are the markets so mystifying?
Well, I think the markets are mystifying for a number of reasons, but language is one of them. You know, the Wall Street has this great lexicon that is almost impenetrable. It sounds like a black art when these guys are talking about it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing. But I think the second thing is that there's almost an effort made by people on Wall Street to try and create this idea of themselves doing something that's really incredibly special and incredibly difficult to understand. And as a result, people who are reading the newspapers find it very, very difficult to work out what's going on a lot of the time.
Well, let's focus on one of the examples in your book. You talk about swaps, which are a very complex thing on Wall Street, but you use Jell-O to get us to understand. What do swaps have to do with Jell-O, Patty?
Well, swaps are extremely complicated when they're done on Wall Street, but at their essence, they're essentially very, very simple. So a swap is what it sounds like. It's when you swap one thing for another. So, for example, if you have, if you're getting the school menu and you get Jell-O every day, and your buddy across the table, he's got the another menu that gets something varied every day, like, you know, maybe he gets ice cream one day and cake the next. You might say, I want more variety. He wants Jell-O every day. I'll just swap so we can swap our menus. And that's essentially what people do in these, whether it be an interest rate swap or a credit default swap, they're exchanging one thing for another in order to get – one person wants certainty, another person wants variety, and that's essentially what the swaps do.
And why is it important for ordinary people to understand what a swap is?
Well, it might not necessarily be important for them to understand unless they want to know. But if you're a person on Main Street and you're reading the newspaper and you want to know what this credit default swap is that seems to have brought down the entire financial system, you need to start somewhere.
Do you think that this complicated economy that we are part of is a sign of maturity, or would we be better off keeping things simple?
I think it is a sign of maturity in one way. It means that, you know, people are working terrifically hard on trying to find ways to make money from the financial system, and that's a sign of maturity. But on the other hand, it's almost like an adolescent who's growing out of his clothes. Okay, this adolescent is becoming taller and taller and taller all the time, getting stronger and stronger, but he's not got any new clothes, so he's bursting out of his shorts and his T-shirt. Okay, right. He needs new clothes. So we have a system where people are incredibly smart. They're coming up with all of these new ideas, these financial innovations, but our regulatory system is not keeping pace. And as a result, we run into all sorts of problems all the time.
Patty Hirsch is the author of Man vs. Markets, Economics Explained Plain and Simple. He's also, of course, our whiteboard guru here at Marketplace and the senior producer of Personal Finance at Marketplace. Patty, thanks so much.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Jeremy.